Travelers in Pensacola will have to forego that drive on Scenic Highway for about another month or so, but WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports progress is being made with repairs at a cost of $1.4 million.
Last month's flooding decimated the popular route that runs beside Escambia Bay. It crumbled in four places and was closed immediately afterward. Ian Satter at the Florida Department of Transportation says some projects began earlier and others later, but work on all four areas is ongoing.
We started the final two projects back on Wednesday, May 14th. Two different projects around Scenic Highway Circle and Baywalk Circle. Those were the two other projects we had to complete. Some of them are nearing completion, but the two projects, Scenic Highway Circle and Baywalk Circle, are estimated to take about 30 or 40 days to complete.
Two vehicles that fell into a hole in the road during the flooding were removed, and there were no reports of serious injuries. Satter says about 7,000 dump truck loads of dirt are going into the 30-foot craters, along with more intricate work on the infrastructure underneath.
We're reconstructing whole sections of roadway. That takes everything from the base of the road. We have to build it from the bottom up. We'll be laying new asphalt down. In some areas, we'll be building retaining walls. We're going to have to put in new drainage structures in that area. So it's not a simple fix, but we've got people working basically sun up to sundown 7 days a week.
We've been working, you know, around the clock on Piedmont. You know, that was our ground zero, if you will, for Pensacola, where that was our main impact.
Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward referring to Piedmont Road, which was totally destroyed by floodwaters. He says progress is being made to the six-block area of destruction that crosses Summit Boulevard.
This weekend, they finished from Galt Road all the way to the east to Summit on the permanent sewer. The sanitary sewer has been finished. That was a big fix, and that got finished on Sunday, which means those homes will have their permanent sewer and utilities underground. And so now they'll start working from Galt south to Tronjo.
The entrances to Piedmont remain blocked, and the Pensacola News Journal reports sections of Scenic Highway are off limits to all vehicles. DOT security guards are at the construction sites around the clock, according to spokesman Ian Satter.
While the construction is taking place on Scenic Highway, you will see road closed signs that are put up there. They are put up there for your safety, for your protection, and that means the people who are driving, motorists, pedestrians, bicyclists. But you also have to remember, we have people who are in there working. We have contractors who are down in the holes, so the last thing that they do need in those areas is a motorist coming in and maybe causing an accident.
Forecasters say the weather is expected to be picture perfect this week, meaning work on the roads can go on as scheduled. But Satter says they are concerned about getting finished with the beginning of hurricane season looming on June 1st.
Hurricane preparedness is very important to us. We work on it every year to make sure we're ready to respond to any incidences that may occur here in the Panhandle. And if there are incidences that occur in other parts of the state, personnel here in District 3 in Northwest Florida will also be able to help and cooperate there.
There's no word on when Piedmont Road will be reopened, and the cost of the repairs there are still unknown at this point. But Mayor Ashton Hayward says he is pleased with the response at the local, state, and federal levels.
It's exceeded my expectations, and I'm sure there are people out there that are still frustrated and concerned and want to make sure they're going through the right process. We've had a team of FEMA folks that have been, you know, willing and ready and able, and they've been right there on the spot. Some people have already gotten letters back on amounts of money they are receiving, which is a very positive sign.
FEMA recovery centers remain open at Brownsville Community Center on West DeSoto Street, Gulf Breeze Recreation Center, and Pensacola State College Milton Campus. Or you can call 1-800-621-FEMA. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.